Well, for BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Alec Pope, talking today with Sister Rachel Huber, online instructor developer here at BYU Idaho, talking about her devotional address, Your Body, A Key to Happiness. Sister Huber, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So your talk, very interesting, and we were talking a little bit off air about, to me, it was unexpected. As I looked over the talk, it was not the direction I expected a talk entitled Your Body, A Key to Happiness to go. A very interesting, unique talk in that way. So tell me this, why did you choose to talk about this?
It's not the direction that I was first heading when I was given the assignment to talk at devotional. But the August church magazines came out and they were all about the body. And I was so excited because it's always been something I'm very interested in and passionate about. And then I started asking other people, have you seen the church magazines? Very excited. And people weren't seeing them. And there was one article specifically that I was thrilled with, and that was in the New Era. There was a talk by President Nelson. I've used actually a quote from that talk in my talk. And so I was a little bit frustrated about that, knowing that people weren't seeing what was so important and what I was so excited about. And then it was just a few days later that the Spirit said to me very, very clearly, you need to talk about the body. And so that's the direction I went. And, I feel like, it's a topic that can be very painful for some people. Because there's so many challenges that they face. And this really came out in the survey that I did of students as part of the pre-devotional discussion board, is that there's so many trials and so many very, very difficult things associated with the body. And I didn't want, more than anything, I didn't want to cause more pain. I wanted to relieve that pain and help people see a path through and see the joy that they can have regardless of physical circumstances, but the joy that the body gives them.
So tell me about that survey a little bit.
Okay. So it's an anonymous survey, and I asked students to identify themselves a little bit, male, female, on campus or off campus, and married or single, and their age. And then I gave them a list of potential challenges and asked them to identify their top four challenges. And it's really interesting. More women than men filled it out by a long ways. But so many challenges are either centered directly around the body or are impacted by how we use our body in some way. So I feel this is right on mark, in helping people with problems they're struggling with every day.
Yeah, I think that the way that you approach it in the talk and so far and what you're talking about is a little bit unique. I think that for me, I think, you know, I don't really think of, you know, I'm having like I'm sick. I don't think, oh, this is a part of my mortal experience because of my body. I just think, oh, I'm sick. This is annoying. So things like that, maybe taking a new approach is kind of interesting to me. Did you find that new approach as you prepared for this talk, or is that something that's been a part of you for a while?
Definitely been a part of me for a while.
Yeah.
Yes. Finding joy with my body. And the stories that I share, very personal stories that I share in my talk, show that it's been a journey. And I think I definitely can relate to a lot of the struggles that people have. And to have physical trials is not something that I would ever embrace, and my heart just goes out to people who have health problems and other challenges, addictions and that type of thing. But I do know that our bodies, it's kind of like we don't appreciate them. We don't, And we can't, because we don't remember the pre-existence. And so we can't remember what it was like before we had a body. But the fullness of experience and joy that we're able to have because of because we have these bodies, I have gained a stronger appreciation for, and really happiness. And I hope that that comes through in my talk.
And let's talk about this a little bit more, that happiness you talk about with bodies. We mentioned there's so many trials, of course, relating to mortality and having a physical body. How do we find joy because of our bodies?
I believe that gratitude is a huge part of it. And recognizing the Lord's hand in all things and appreciating who we are, our uniqueness. We are all different, and that's part of the plan. And we don't have perfect bodies, and that's part of the plan. So gratitude is a huge thing. And then realizing, embracing the commandments and embracing true principles related to our body so that we become physically what the Lord needs us to be to accomplish what he sent us here to do. When we take our bodies for granted, then we start using or finding excuses or just kind of being okay with whatever status we're at. If we don't take them for granted and seek that happiness and keep the commandments and seek ongoing revelation on how we take care of our bodies, I think that we're able to truly accomplish the purpose that Heavenly Father sent us here to do.
In the talk, you mentioned some of the things that we can do that to misuse our bodies, and you mentioned one that hit really too close to home. You talk about staying up too late and then waking up early. I feel like that's me. I think that one. I mean, it seems like a small thing, but I think that most every college student can relate to that, and most adults, mm-hmm. it seems like, can relate to that at some point or another in their life, long periods of time of not getting enough sleep. That's one example, but how do those things that maybe we don't think about, or maybe we just think of as like, well, I'll just kind of get through it, how do those affect us in the larger picture?
Okay, thank you. Yeah, what you just said, it reminds me of Elder Uchtdorf's talk when he talked about we wear our busyness as a badge of honor. I think sometimes we do that with sleep too, is living on less sleep than people say we need. It's kind of a badge of honor. And it doesn't let our bodies and our minds and our spirits rest and rejuvenate. It has such a direct impact on our health. And science is finding that more and more and more. And yet here we read in the Doctrine and Covenants, retire to thy bed early, that your minds and bodies will be invigorated. It's an absolute commandment with a promise. And so we kind of like wink at not following that counsel. And yet it's such an impact on our mental, physical, and spiritual health.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So what kind of things do we need to do in order to be happy because of our bodies? What things do we need to do?
So the commandments is huge. And knowing what they are and realizing that they really are commandments with promise. Fasting is a huge thing. The word of wisdom, not just what we shouldn't do, but what we should do. The law of chastity, and that includes keeping our minds and our bodies clean and pure. They're all commandments with promise. And then learning everything that we can. And I truly believe, when I say learning everything we can, I kind of like, oh, there's so much to learn. How could we know it all? And that's where revelation is so important, because all of our bodies are different, and we can't pay attention to everything at once. We just can't. But if we're in tune with the Spirit, we'll know what we need to pay attention to. We'll know, oh, I am having this problem. Yeah, I need to pay attention to that truth that I just heard.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a very powerful lesson you're talking about. You talk about this concept, I think is powerful as well, about understanding that we're God's children and how that affects the way that we see our bodies. Could you expound on that a little?
Yeah, the world would have us think of our bodies as objects to be used, to be paraded around, to be just objects. And yet we are children of God, and our bodies are a gift from Him, a miraculous and marvelous gift. And I think it's important that we stop and we think about that. President Nelson has shared some great insights on that truth, how miraculous our body is. And to not recognize that gift for what it is, I think that's offensive to God. I really do. To accept the world's, what the world would tell us that our bodies are, when God has given this gift so that we can have experiences. And without the opportunity to come to Earth, we really were stuck. We were totally stuck. We could not progress anymore. And Heavenly Father, I mean, we all know the scripture, "This is my work and my glory, to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man." But it really is. And gaining a body and Heavenly Father giving us that opportunity to come and get a body is such an important part of that. Because without a body, we just could not have, we could not progress, and we could never become like Him. So because we chose, we kept our first estate, we came to Earth, and as we do what we came here to do, which is to take care of our body, make good choices, and return to Heavenly Father and show our bodies, which through the atonement, they will become pure, then that puts us on this step to becoming like God.
What is it about our bodies, though, that forces us to grow? You know, you talk about this. We were stuck. We couldn't progress the way that we otherwise would be able to. What is it about our bodies, and what things does it teach us to do that helps us to grow?
So it's really interesting that so many of the temptations that we face in mortality are targeting our body. And so as we have to make those choices, as we have to live by faith and overcome addictions and temptations, and it helps us to grow and helps us come to realize and appreciate and utilize the atonement. None of us will not make mistakes in this life with our bodies. We will use them wrong. We will fall for the temptations of Satan. We will just be too weak. We will have sicknesses. It's just part of the plan that we will have all of these things. And because of that, the only way out, the only way to move forward, is to rely on the atonement of the Savior. And on the students' discussion board this week, as I asked the question, can you share an example of a time that a trial became a blessing? And that is the story that I'm reading over and over and over again, is that it forced me to be grateful. It forced me to be humble. It forced me to look to the Savior, because that was the only way to move forward, to get through the trial.
Final takeaways from your talk. What do you hope people gain from listening to this?
I hope they gain an appreciation for their bodies. Maybe see it in a new perspective, see their challenges in a new perspective, and their uniqueness. I hope they appreciate that. I hope that anyone who's struggling with different things, that it will help them through and that they will go to people who are currently on higher ground to get help. Sometimes when we're having problems, Satan wants to shame us and say, you can't let anybody know about this or the world will blow up. Like, the people will not want to know you. They'll be embarrassed. You're going to embarrass your family. And that is the cycle that Satan wants you to be in, wants us to be in. And yet the only way out is to talk to somebody on higher ground, to get help, to have somebody that will, can lift you up. And the Savior, of course, is the ultimate healer. But sometimes he'll do that through another person. Often we help each other, and so we're just here for each other. So what I hope that they'll get out of this, a celebration for who they are, for their bodies, a more solid understanding of those true principles, and a desire to strengthen their spirit so that they can be master over their body and find happiness.
Well, Sister Huber, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Alec.